Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and it's Saturday, 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 honey. It is strawberry daiquiri Saturday, baby. Break out your blenders, break out your mix, whatever you need, baby. It's strawberry daiquiris all day today, honey. It is October 2nd, 2021, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know what I'm about to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks and my panties on, baby. Got all my big poppers in the ATL. Got to give a shout-out to them. Yes, I ain't calling no names. I don't want nobody to fight. Okay. Listen, I got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the baddest and hardest working team on the planet. Yes, yes, yes. They are based in Africa. They are in Zimbabwe, Kenya, Nigeria, and Uganda. Listen, I got some members also in the UK and in Germany, and an honorary member in India, Karan Patwardhan. Patwardhan, so very proud of him. Congratulations, dropping his debut album on his 33rd birthday, Studio 3311, and it is doing super bad, super bad. Listen, I am so happy for all the independent artists that run promotions on the Fierce Female Network. Listen, all the independent artists, I'm so happy for them. I really am. I am really happy for all the artists that run promotions on the Fierce Female Network. And the reason I'm so happy for them, because they are getting heard to the max. They are getting heard to the max. And it is so wonderful, 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 the things that I see coming up on the internet and where they are being captured. Listen, we are in the top 10% most popular radio and podcast shows. Yes, 2+ million out of 2+ million radio shows. We are in the top 10%, and that is phenomenal. So that means you guys are getting heard, 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 heard. Yes, yes, yes. So we rank number 28. So out of that 2+ million, we are number 28. Number 28, and it is verified on ListenNotes.com. Yes, so that is very exciting news. Not only that, we are in the largest directories for radio and podcast shows in the state of New York City and in the state of Georgia. So you guys are getting heard, heard, heard. Listen, also, you know, I've been asked this question quite a bit about you guys' royalties. Well, listen, I want to put this out there. Yes, 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 yes. You do get your royalties. You do get your royalties. So when you have a promotion on this network, the Fierce Female Network, you don't have to worry about getting paid your royalties, honey. Listen, listen, listen. So when your music is heard and it's being played, you don't have to be scratching your head worrying, wondering if you're going to get your royalties. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. I double-checked and double-checked. Listen, I don't say things that I don't know about. And so when I double-check and I find out the information, yes, and I come back and I tell you 100%, yes, 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 you will get your royalties. Now, listen, I got a super bad promotion for Moon and Aries. Y'all know I love this group. Y'all know I love this group because they remind me of, I said it earlier and I'll say it again, they are the 007, the James Bond, and the Jamie Lee Curtis of music. And what does that mean? You're probably wondering, what the heck does that mean? That means that their music is out of this world. They are 007 and James Bond, bad baby. Yes, yes, they got a super bad team going on, Moon and Aries. I'm telling you, listen, Miss Moon is in Western Canada, and Tom Aries is in Germany. Yeah, yeah, and they producing music. They 9 hours difference, but yes, they produce this super bad sound with their music. Yes, yes, yes. They got some jazz going on. Listen, their influences are old school jazz, 70s, 80s soul, pop, R&B music, trip hop, and current neo. So yeah, I could dig it, I could dig it, I could dig it. Yes, yes, yes. Now y'all know I'm always on 10, so I'm always on 10. Yes, with the positivity. All right, now I got some super bad music. Let's flow with it. Now listen, This going to be nonstop music. So y'all get ready. Whatever you need, you know, whatever you need to get your chill on, go ahead and get it, baby, because I'm going to start with the music, and it's going to be boom, 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 one after another. And I'm getting ready to kick it off, baby, with the Club of Life. Listen, Moon and Aries got this song, Club of Life. I'm getting ready to play it right now. What better title was that, Club of Life? Because we all getting our Club of Life on, honey. And listen, if your Club of Life, if you got some complaints about your Club of Life, you know, you got to fix it and make it better. Whatever you need to do, make your adjustments. Make your adjustments. I'm going to give a life lesson on Club of Life when I come back after the music plays. Okay, so y'all get ready. Get ready, get ready. Club of Life, let's roll. Let's roll, let's roll, let's roll, let's roll. Club of Life. That's Moon and Aries, Club of Life. Listen, let me give y'all a life lesson really quick. The next song that's going to be coming up by Moon and Aries is Shadow, Shadow, Shadow. Listen, y'all, listen, listen. Let me tell y'all something. Let me share a little bit of something with you. In your Club of Life, you know, if it's something that ain't working, you know, if you need to make some adjustments, baby. Because life is so short, life is so, I'm telling y'all from, you know, from my heart. I really want y'all to understand what I'm coming across with. If it's something in your Club of Life, like she was just saying about Club of Life, if it's something you need to make some adjustments to make it better for you, make those adjustments. No matter how hard or difficult it could be, make that adjustment, honey. Make your Club of Life 100. Make it 100. You know, let me say this. Here come a life lesson. Come, I'm getting a little bit deeper in my life lesson. There was somebody I used to date a long, long time ago. I'm going to make it quick, then I'm getting to the song Shadow. We always have to say, everybody's always running around talking about 100. I really don't think people understand what 100 really means. I really don't. You see it posted everywhere on social media, 100. Well, you know what? What is your 100? See, my 100 is really 1,000. You know, and the reason why I'm saying this, because I want y'all to understand what Club of Life really is. And I'm talking about it from a relationship standpoint. So me and this gentleman, we had a relationship. We always say we're going to keep everything within our relationship 100. And, baby, we did just that. This is going to sound real crazy to you. Everything, and you're going to probably say, well, man ain't going to tell you everything he did. Well, let me tell you something. I had this thing so deep. We were so deep on 100. He could tell me whatever he wanted to tell me. It didn't hurt my feelings. And if it was something that really, you know, we had a situation when we talk about, you know what I mean? And I was always 100 with him, whatever it was. Even when it comes down to looking at another lady, whatever, we were 100. Guess what? And it was the best thing we ever had. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is this. If you on 100 with somebody, with your friends, your family, whoever, that means if you on level 100 with them, you ain't got no problem going and talking to them about whatever it is that's going on in your life. Okay? So if it's anything less than that, you ain't on 100 in your club of life. So you ain't understanding what 100 is in your club of life. That means that your best friend, your family, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, whatever, you know this is the way you test your 100. Can you go to that person and tell them whatever you need to tell them, good, bad, or indifferent? Can you freely do that? If you can't, you ain't rocking on 100. And the reason why I'm saying it because we rocked on 100, and it was just like that. However his day went, whatever happened in that day, he could tell me. He can call me up. If he felt bad about it, he'd tell me about it. Felt good about it, he'd tell me about it. And it was just like, okay, we deal with this, we handle that, and keep it moving, keep it rolling, just like that. Now, that's 100 in the club of life. You can't get no better than that. The sauce is the sauce is the boss sauce. Now, y'all take that. Think about it. If you need to make some adjustments, if you think you're rocking on 100 with everybody, go through that list. If you can't do that, you ain't on 100. You're not on 100. That's where it broke. Now, listen, we finna go with Shadow. This song is called Shadow. Shadow, Shadow, Shadow. I love Moon Aries. Moon Aries, yeah, y'all. My best on Moon Aries.
He flashes blue, she be thriller, then down the hall, you know her.
Wow. You know what? Her voice is just rocking super bad. Name of that song was Shallow. And when I, it's funny how that song kind of segues into what I'm about to say. Earlier, I played Club of Life, and I was talking about rocking on 100. So now, if you're not rocking on 100, you're really rocking in the shadow of the Club of Life. Y'all, you see how that's hooked up? I did not plan that. So listen, you rocking in the shadow of life. If you a little bit down from 100, you're in the shadow of life. That's what it is. So that song was called Shadow. Her voice is like super, super bad. It really is. I love listening to her voice. I love their music. They're so creative, and they're very talented. I want to tell you something else about Miss Moon. She studied creative writing at Vancouver Film School, and she enjoys writing music with things of high consciousness. And you can tell that in sexual healing. Whoa, whoa, sexual healing too. Yeah, oh my gosh. That's really sweet. Listen. And then empowerment. She loves to write about empowerment. That, can you dig that? You can see. That's why she like the Jamie Lee Curtis of music. You know what I mean? This girl is super bad. I love her. You know I love them. They're really high. So up next is Glory Attack, Glory Attack. Take a listen to this. Glory, Glory Attack.
Gates to your appetite.
right, all right. That's Glory Attack, Glory Attack. That was released this year. Yes, it was. Glory Attack was released May of this year, May of 2021. And Shadow was released April of 2021. And let me give you a little bit of background on that. So since they've been together, they have released four songs today. The first four songs on the upcoming album was 10 songs on that album. The first song they released was Shadow, came out April 2021, followed by Glory Attack, May 2021, and then Club of Life, which you guys heard as well, July 2021, and then yesterday I played Never Ending Escape, was released August 2021. And the new song that they just released, you heard that yesterday as well, Lost in Separate Worlds, was released September 17th, 2021. And they, you know something, they are really magical. I was sitting here listening to the song, and I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm telling you, I got to tell you this thing. I got to get on up in out of here and go before they turn the lights off on me. But listen, this group, Moon and Aries, I was listening to the music. I was like, you know, it just popped in my mind. It would be really cool if they could do an event. Y'all know how in the summertime they have those watch the movie in the park where you come out. Well, of course, with COVID, we couldn't do that. But, you know, in times past where you can watch the movie in the park, they will have in your particular community or in your cul-de-sac, you can watch the movie in the park where you just go downtown where you live and they have the big screen and you're watching the film. You can sit down on the grass in the summer or bring your blankets. It would be cool if they could do that. You know, put on a live concert with the big screen in the park, and they're performing, you know, in the park, and we come and watch them. That would be so cool. And, of course, they would sell tickets, $15, $20, $30. We'd all purchase our tickets online, and then, boom, we go to the park, and we watch Moon and Aries doing a live concert. That would be so freaking awesome. I'd pay $25. I really would. They could charge $25. I would pay $25 to have that experience, you know, in the park watching a live concert with Moon and Aries. Y'all know how freaking awesome that would be. That would be so freaking awesome. Oh, man, that's a really nice event that we can put together with. You know, I love my independent artists, and I'm always coming up with ideas to help them advance their career to the next level, but that would be so totally cool. And if we couldn't do it in an open space like that, you could certainly do something like that in an auditorium, you know, where you have them on the screen because they're, of course, in two different time zones. They're 9 hours apart. Yeah, that would be cool. That could be certainly worked out. But listen, I want you guys to visit their website, moonandaries.com, moonandaries.com. They got this stuff all together. I just love professional people. I just really do. So when I see professional artists come across the network, I just, like, go the extra mile for them. So listen, go to the website, moonandaries.com, moonandaries.com. And y'all know what? I am out of time. This has been so much fun. Guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again, do some more promotion for my good friends, Moon and Aries. And y'all know how I roll. When you come to the Fierce Female Network, all professional like that, you're part of the family, and I keep on rolling with you, keep you in regular rotation around here. And that's a great thing. That is a wonderful thing because it gets played on iHeartRadio.com. Now, listen, y'all make sure when you go to iHeartRadio.com, use the keyword Fierce Female. Don't want y'all to miss anything. Click follow, 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 so you don't miss anything. And y'all, I'm going to come back later, and we're going to have some more fun with Moon and Aries.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning.